Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of We've Only Just Begun to Trend.
We've only just begun.
Damn.
To trend.
Do you hear the emotion in that voice?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I'm Jack, you're Miles.
Yep.
These are some things that are a trendin'. By the way, somebody got mad at me because I've been saying Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, it's Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah. But like, I'm not the only person who's been making that mistake, right?
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of people voted for Donald Trump.
So, like, come on. I mean, I can't. You can't hold that against me. Like, okay, yes, maybe 2020. You're like, you should have learned from 2016. But I don't know, man. Like,
I think he learned.
I think he did some cool stuff.
He knows how to do it better this time. But no, you know why I remember? There was like, I feel like it was a Comedy Central promo or something where he was on it and he did this bit and he's like, hi, it's me, Brendan Fraser, not Frasier. Mm-hmm. And you're watching blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, fool, I get it.
Fool, just change Fraser. Your name. Come on. Like,
anyway.
You have the same last
name.
We'll
have him on. We'll get to the bottom of this.
The iconic TV show. Come on.
Should we just try and get Brendan Fraser on for like a laugh?
Not for a laugh. That would be fucking dope. That guy's one of the greats.
Oh, now you act as when he listens back to this, he won't know the dude disrespecting his name.
I just didn't know. Tim.
Backpedaling like
Robert
a strong safety.
De Niro. you know, Al Pacino. All right. Killing it. So Steve Harvey's fashion is trending.
Because it's trendy.
Because it's trendy on... You know, it's trending as in super producer Anna Hosnier sent it to us as we were starting our recording. And it's just a photograph of him in some very un-Harvey-like, you know, he's not rocking the big boxy baggy men's suits.
Nope, past that.
That he's known for.
The non later Gators.
Yeah, he's dressed in the latest fashion.
Truly the latest fashions.
Wearing it, like, I kind of like what he's got going on up top. He's got like a jacket with like a popped, like, sort of reminds me of the Marvin Gaye album cover, like the way he's got his collar popped a little bit.
Oh, kind of giving you what's going on vibes?
Yeah, but like in a like tight denim jacket and a turtleneck.
Cobalt blue denim jacket.
Yeah, cobalt blue denim jacket, turtleneck, black turtleneck. And
But you said you like what's going on up top. Why did you just say up top? You don't like what's going on south of the border?
So then down below, he's got really tight leather pants on where you can tell he is circumcised based on these pants.
How tight the pants are.
They are doing
It's a meat broadcast.
Job. Yeah, it's a meat broadcast.
He's broadcasting meat. That's what he's doing with these pants. And chunky old boots.
Yeah, and real chunky boots.
And it was like, is he dressing like Lewis Hamilton? And when she said that, my head almost fell off. I'm like, please don't tell me this is the new era of Steve Harvey. And then you look and you're like, shit, he's having another midlife crisis.
Lewis Hamilton is a race car driver for people who don't know, like me, who had to Google that. I was like, yeah, Lewis Hamilton, of course.
Lewis was a race car driver.
And fashion icon, I'm assuming, based on
the fact that. Depends on, he's very fashion forward. I'm not that fashion forward, mostly because I don't have the means to have a stylist. And also, it just feels exhausting to put on anything other than a hoodie. Mm-hmm. Lewis always comes with the next level. You know, he's letting you know. He has money to dress this way. And I think Steve Harvey's doing the same.
By the way, after we covered the Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox story by Molly Lambert on today's episode, which I didn't realize at the time. Sorry. I've been on a bit of a social media break, so I didn't realize it was written by Molly. But
break means you can't read a byline?
That is not. That is
same to me, too, because I looked at the GQ
on
thing.
That is on me for sure.
It's on all of us, Jack. It's on all of us.
Especially because the writing is strong. It is a thing that you notice. And for some reason, because it was in GQ, when Molly wrote that like Megan Fox was like the most beautiful woman she's ever seen, I was like, this dude is horny. because of, I just read GQ.
As, man, when I saw her in person at a Halloween party years ago. And I think I told this story, but she was dressed as like a fucking stormtrooper or Padme or something. And I was like, yo, who's this person? Mm. Anyway. So.
Who's this fox, right?
Who's this weed?
But since reading the story, I've had occasion to go into the office a couple times. And I've noticed multiple couples that seem to be using them as their like style icons. I saw a girl in leather pants and like a like fur bikini walking with a dude who was, you know, dressed like Machine Gun Kelly, like looked like tattooed.
Like leather trench coat.
Yeah, tatted up, looked like he hadn't been outdoors ever.
Mesh shirt.
Yeah, just
slick back hair.
Yeah, you know.
Itty bitty jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken spaghetti at Chickalini's.
Yeah, like all sorts of this real piece of shit, you know? Anyways, they are, it's not that they're wrong, it's that the world has passed me by, and this is who they are, our future king and queen.
This seems so impractical to wear like such ornate outfits all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It definitely feels like that sort of glam rock kind of aesthetic.
If I can't like spill weed ash on it and not have to worry about a dry cleaning bill, like that's the bar for me.
Yeah. But anyways, I feel like I'm going to start driving around Hollywood and seeing people dressed like Steve Harvey this guy's
looking pretty
good.
Need MFC Erickson on Twitter, who always does the wild Photoshops of us. Make Jack and I, Megan.
They're going to say make us Steve Harvey, but yeah, I do like that. Somebody did.
Those poses they do where he'll like just have his like hand like on her crotch.
And she's like pointing a gun at his dick.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
What the fuck? Yeah, it's we're fucking messy.
Yes. It's dangerous. Like there's something about them that is just like always on the brink of being like, this would be parody. Yeah, this is a joke. Like her pointing the gun at his dick in a fashion photo shoot that like takes itself seriously. And he's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I trust her. Like, or is that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know. It's she's so like, she like wild and on the nose and just like, what the fuck? But anyways, shout out to GQ for giving us
I bet you they do a thing where they're both like at a like a public execution.
Oh,
like
hell
either
yeah.
Firing like being squad, executed? Like yeah. against a wall, like together blindfolded, or like at the gallows or some shit, holding yeah. hands. That's I'm telling you right now, that's how dumb these just wait, y'all. And when I'm right,
wait,
I'll probably forget.
But. It's gonna be that he has his head on the chopping block and she is holding the axe, right?
Yeah,
or she
yeah,
has
yeah.
the bow and arrow and he's like in the, you know, getting ready to get shot.
Or he's like at a witch burning and she's got like the torch that she's about to drop at his feet. Kind of thing. Anyway.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Isn't there, this is, we still haven't gotten to the second story that we have on our list. But I just found out that the doctor's appointment that we were trying to race through this to get to did not go through. So we do not have a doctor's appointment. So, you know, the kid's ear infection can wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he can still hear.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving has broken his silence about why he's holding out. It's the sort of thing I would admire if he wasn't doing it for anti-vax purposes. But the quotes are, "I'm doing what's best for me." Not true. "I know the consequences here. And if it means that I'm judged and demonized for that, that's just what it is. That's the role I play. But I never wanted to give up my passion, my love, my dream just over this mandate. So what? It's not about the money. It's not always about the money. It's about choosing what's best for you." Again, this is not the best.
He's like, "You think I want to really lose money? Like, you think I really want to give up my dream and go after a championship? You think I really just want to give up my job?" It seems like it.
It seems like it, man. Like, that's just from here. The vaccine has no ill effects, and everybody else in your league has proven that.
I like how he said, he's like, "I'm not going to let people just like use me as some fucking dummy or tool for their own agenda." And then every fucking right-wing conservative critic, media commentator, whatever, is like being like, "Oh, he's so brave, Kyrie. Yes. We stand with you."
You think the irony's lost on him? It shouldn't be. But like now that, so this was like, I did hold out hope because I'm rooting for the Lakers. I'm rooting for the Sixers as always this season. But there were moments watching the Nets last year where they like raised offensive basketball to a level I had never seen before. And that's always what I'm in it for. Like, that's why I loved LeBron, is because he was doing shit I had never seen before. And they are really fun to watch. And like, I was hoping that he was just going to be like, "Psych," or just be like, "All right, like, you know, I made my point." But it really, this feels more like he's digging in, which sucks for him
and also
for his
like
team.
I don't respect your decision. I actively disrespect your fucking decision. You're selfish. And it doesn't make sense to me. What I will do is I won't attack you on the street. So in that sense, I can respect the fact that you are an autonomous being and with your own sense of agency. But like, this whole thing is, I feel like that's the common refrain you hear from a lot of these anti-vax people. Like, I just hope that like you can respect my decision.
And it's like, no,
which is like, what does that mean? What are you, that's seeming to suggest like, please don't look at me less than because of this decision. But that's exactly what's happening when you look at the situation, not just in fucking New York or the East Coast or the United States. There are many countries where people would fucking claw their faces off to get a vaccination because the situation is so dire and unpredictable. But, you know, it's easy to hole yourself up in your millions of dollars places of living and not let the real world get to you.
Yeah, I respect the decision as much as I respect someone's decision to drive drunk and put like themselves
the
people around them at risk. And maybe they don't kill somebody this time, but that wasn't a great decision. And I don't think you should do it. I'm not. Here's, and I don't think you should be like, "And I'm driving drunk because nobody can tell me what to do."
Okay. Big man. Okay. Go off.
Joe Rogan has had CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta on his show. So
did you watch any of that clip?
No, man.
I mean, Sanjay Gupta, you know, this man has had to talk to a lot of anti-vaxxers and vaccine-hezzy people. And, you know, because he's like trying to like find common ground and then sort of like be like, "Well, that's wrong and you should try this," et cetera, et cetera. But Yeah, the way like Joe Rogan is trying to tell Dr. Sanjay Gupta that he's like, here's what I think they should do for the vaccine. Like, right. If you're like obese or like old, then like, yeah, you should probably get the vaccine. But like, I take vitamins and work out. So I don't know. He's like, yeah, could I not have had COVID? That would have been probably cool. But he's like, but I've had worse colds. So there's that part. And also, what I think people should do is get vaccinated, then get COVID. That way you have super immunity. That's what I would do.
But like, that's like, the shit. That's what his show is, right? He just like throws, like, I mean, it's a lot of like talk radio. It's a lot of podcasts, just like throwing ill-informed ideas out as they occur to them. And then being like, ah, what am I talking about? I'm no expert.
Right, I'm just, right, right. It's like, well, when you have 200 million downloads a month,
yeah,
maybe, well, whatever. I'm not expecting him to have any sense of responsibility about it. But yeah, the funny part was when he said that, like, yeah, then you should get it. Then you have super immunity. And Dr. Sanjay Gupta is like, yeah, here's the thing, though. The goal shouldn't be super immunity because you've already been infected. The goal should be to never be infected at all, to right. stay as healthy as possible. Because it's not, even then, despite the high efficacy rates of the vaccines, that's just, that defeats the purpose of it all. Don't
and you're
willingly
still
then be
like,
I got to get it.
It's like selfish, bordering on solipsistic, the idea that like just his entire view of this, that like anytime you have it, you are risking getting the people around you sick and killing right. them. Like, how the fuck is this not getting through? And how is this not like immediately a thing that is just like disqualifying, like of no. somebody, I don't know. I guess it's actually qualifying because
yeah.
that's how a lot of people think.
And again, people, especially in a time like now, people are going to love to hear somebody agree with them. So I'm sure he has more people trying to tune in to be like, yeah, how do I let me,
yeah.
someone who seems like they're confident about being so wrong. I need to hear their words because that's usually how this shit works.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back, and hashtag empty shelves Joe is trending.
It's so stupid.
What is this? Is this a nickname that Trump is trying to get going? Or
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck came up with it, but it's trending, y'all. And it's clearly it's the biggest trending thing on Twitter right now. And yeah, everyone just like all of, again, the right wing cretins. Oh man, it's empty shelves Joe. Can't wait to see what other cool stuff he does. It's like, okay, sure. It's a global supply chain issue, just for the record, if that's what you're referencing. It's not just the Joe Biden-induced supply chain issue. But yeah, I think what's so funny is there's real problems Republicans could point to and real issues that this administration is having where you're like, oh, that's not a good policy at all. But again, they're not in the business of having policies or improving people's lives. So all they can do is just like do these like weird, stupid, like change the Biden logo where the E is just a three-tiered shelf that's empty.
Right. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah. It's not a good, like I just like people, I remember would be like Sleepy Joe. That's a pretty good one. He got him there. And I'm just like, I don't know what. Like empty shelves Joe doesn't flow. Is it a play on something?
I mean, if you're on the super, like the Russian troll farms are mostly still contributing a lot to right wing Twitter discourse, mm-hmm. and the ones who are able to get things trending, then you could say that, well, it's because it's a Russian troll farm just coming up with something. But all of them, there's not a single nickname that's good at all. So
right,
I don't know.
They suck. Yeah.
But there's other tweets that say, this woman saying, we're going to have to cancel Christmas this year because nobody can buy toys for the kids. Thanks, empty shelves, Joe. The meaning of Christmas is to buy my children toys, right? Were you Christian? I don't know. According to your Twitter bio, you're a woman of God.
God.
So,
yeah, I don't know. That is going to be very frustrating when the global supply chain, like the war on Christmas is going to be, as we talked about in an episode last week, that, you know, there's real supply issues having to do with the global pandemic and the fact that, you know, globalization is not the end all cure all that we thought it was to all of society's problems. And people are going to be like, see, Trump was right.
Yeah.
Game five, Dodgers Giants, Miles. Woo. It all comes down to this.
Comes down to this, a nervy one. Yeah, hey, I'm glad the Dodgers forced a game five. I hope the Dodgers win. It's a painful thought to think that we're going to go out to the Giants.
It's interesting because I do find myself rooting for the Dodgers despite, you know, just because I live in LA and mm-hmm. I like a lot of people who are Dodgers fans. I think objectively, had I no horse in the race, I would definitely be rooting for the Giants, right? Because they're like the underdogs.
I mean, they both had the best records. Like,
right. But the Giants have like half the payroll that the Dodgers have.
Sure, Jack. And you can keep talking that kind of shit about
the Giants.
The
starting pitcher is Jesse Plemons, their number one starter. So that's also pretty impressive. That dude is the least athletic looking motherfucker. Their ace, who's going to be pitching tonight, is lights out and looks exactly like Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, he's got a big Jesse Plemons energy with Logan Webb, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. Fuck, dude. I again, it's just nervy because it's such a hotly contested rivalry. Obviously, although
I mean, people get last killed game, over that shit. Yeah.
Dodgers fans were fighting each other. You know, and a lot of us want another World Series win. It's not always easy, folks. So I will just wait. I'll keep my mouth shut. Yeah. And I'll just see what happens. Oh, did you see Katie Stoll tweeted that thing? She's like, if you're a Giants fan in LA, don't say you're a Giants fan out loud in LA.
Wait, is she is a Giants fan, right?
Yeah, because isn't she up from that up that
yeah,
area?
Yeah, she's from yeah.
up
there.
Up air.
Up air yeah. north. And finally, the debate that is on everyone's mind, I guess. This is trending right now. Karen Carpenter versus Madonna.
Huh?
This is like I think this is just us like being old and like it would be the equivalent of somebody being like, all right, guys, Steven Spielberg versus Kubrick. Or like or you no, know,
Steven
or
Spielberg, Steven Spielberg versus
Hitchcock. Yeah. Well, I don't
know if that is that
like
no,
different
it's not,
eras, right?
Yeah. I mean the
Karen
Carpenter's
70s, right?
Yeah. And
Madonna was like 80s.
Yeah, like Madonna wasn't kicking it with Elvis. You right. know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. It's just like this weird thing on Twitter where we're both confounded.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know how they're comparable. I mean, like Karen Carpenter was like also like a drummer too. So I don't know if like what are we using? The voices, I don't know. But a lot of people are like, it's no question, it's Karen Carpenter.
Right, because it's a contrarian take that like you can have that you know, they do have some hits. I will say that. The Carpenters, which also Madonna was always not only a solo artist, a solo name.
Yeah. No. And I mean, I guess,
remember you told me you love me, baby. Yeah. They got a lot of hits,
just from
but
that
they're
Tommy
all
Boy
like
scene.
Corny and shit. Like they're kind of timeless, corny songs.
Yeah. They're on the shit that like would be on those like infomercials that would come on like on a Friday night, like at 2 a.m. Like own the greatest classics of our time.
Why do birds?
Oh.
Suddenly
this
appear.
Is a bangar.
I mean, like a lot of their songs sound like they could be sung by the cast of Sesame Street and the vibe wouldn't change at all.
No, the vibe wouldn't change, but I guess here's the deal. Like as a vocalist, Karen Carpenter is a better vocalist than Madonna, that's for sure. Like
no, I
if you just had
say
them sing
Kermit.
Scales.
I was about to say, shut the fuck up, bro.
Why do
I know he's not on Sesame Street, okay?
it's okay buddy so I don't know, and she's a drummer, so but then like Madonna's got a whole swag about her too that yeah. like with her contribution to pop music, that's why I'm like I'm not interested in even trying to find a fucking bottom yeah. of this. I'm just more like how someone like, explain to me why this is a comparison that needs to be made.
How these two got in the same conversation. Madonna is an artist. Karen Carpenter is like more of a musician. Madonna's like, I don't think even Madonna claims she's like a good singer.
No,
she's just like just a vibe, and like she also had like amazing producers behind her.
Yeah. Like look again, Karen Carpenter banging your own drums, playing that kit. Yeah. You got a wild vocal range. Sure. If are we going based off of like who's the bigger like band nerd?
Right. I do wonder if this is like, because I do feel like Madonna as a phenomenon has probably fallen off harder, like in terms of like it's hard for people today to realize like what a big deal she was in the 80s, and like because right. like she was a purely like MTV creation, and like it's hard to even like understand what MTV meant because it's like such a weird reality show factory now, and just what that kind of cool was. I feel like people, and then she's like very not cool and strange in a lot of ways now, so like I think, you know,
right. All right, who do you like better, Bach or Sonny Rollins?
Thank you. Now there is a conversation we can get in.
I mean, if we're going straight off Mohawks,
right?
I think the decision is clear.
All right, Axl Rose or Nolan Ryan? Huh? Okay. All right, those are the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow. A whole ass episode of the show. It's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.